In Parshat Re'eh, we seem to have a subject of Yashar V'Tov, which was brought up a few parshiot previously in Parshat V'Etchanan. And there seems to be subtle differences, both halachically and hashkafa-wise. In our Parshat Re'eh, in Perek Yud Bet, Pasuk Chavchet, it says, Shamor V'Shamata, Et kol advarim eila shanuch mitzavecha mitzaveka leman yitav lecha levenecha acharecha ad olam. Listen carefully to all of these words which I command you, that may go well forever with you and with your children that follow you. Ki taseh hayashar v'atov, for that those that which is in the eyes of God, thy God, is good and right. Hatov is good, vayashar is right, honest, fair. We go back to Perek Vav in Parshat Vetchanan, Pasuk Yudchet, Vasita hayashar vatov b'nei Hashem leman yitavlach. Do that which is right and good in the eyes of God, so that it will be well for thee, for you, and if you go in that way, you will possess the good land which HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to your forebears. L'mayin tavloch, uvata ve'arashta ta'aretz, tova, asher nishba Hashem, lavotecha. So here we seem to have, with slight variance, a pasuk repeating itself. Chazal derived from Yashar V'Tov many interesting halachot. Most of them deal with the judge, the dayanim, and the baledin, the litigants. There's halacha bar mitzra and shuma hadra, which are complicated halachot. Let's leave them. Rashi talks about that the judges should almost try to insist that the litigants, before they open the court proceedings, they should be open for pshara, for compromise right away. There's an inyan of lifnim mishurat hadin. You go above and beyond what the little dry, little literal dry halacha requires. So it's Rashi, the Ramban, Rav Yoh. Many follow in discussing Yashar V'Tov, dealing with halachic issues, halach pertaining to betin, halach pertaining to the yechidim, to the individuals themselves. The Sefri quotes a Rabbi Kiva, Hatov vayashar, Hatov is b'nei shamayim, vayashar is b'nei adam. In other words, we have these two words, they seem to be the same, although there's some sort of a difference between the two. And let's try and see if we can get to some understanding. But let's first see if we could get a handle on it in terms of simple the text itself. Note the context of each one of these two psukim and the order of the words. In our Parsha Re'eh, we have first of all the reward, l'man yitav lecha ulevanecha, and as if you're going to observe that which I'm going to tell you, it will be good for you and will carry on for your children. And what then is the order? What is it ends with? Hatov v'hayashar. First it's tov, good, and yashar, which is honest or straight or good. When we get into the back to the Pasuk V'Etchanan, the order is there slightly different. It begins with the Asita Hayashar Vatov, do which is straight and which is good. And what is the reward? L'man Yitav Lecha, comes the reward afterwards, and the reward will be Uvata V'Yerasha Taratz Atov Asher Nishma Hashem Lavotecha. It has to deal with inheriting the land which God promised to your forefathers. Moment just seems to be that The pasuk v'etchanan goes back your parents, because I promised it to your parents. You act in a certain way, yashar and tov, and I will reward you. In the pasuk in Re'ei, it seems to be different. It seems to be, I will reward your children. It's going to go forward. If vasita hatov vayashar. So Rav Hirsch picks up on these differences a little bit. And he says, first of all, the word yashar modifies hatov. And he explains that that which is the right thing to do halachically should be done yashar b'nei Hashem. Done in such a way that it finds favor in the name of God and in the name of Adam. And as you follow the halacha, and it should be done in a good way. And here we have the famous Mishnah, Avot, Rebbe Omer, Ezu Derech Yeshara, Shivro Adam. What's the straight path a person should choose? Kol Shu Tiferet Lo Seha, U Tiferet Lo Min Adam. In other words, you will be credited, lauded by your Creator, and lauded and credited by man. So you start off with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're doing the mitzvah, and we don't have to go into all different types of details, everybody knows examples of this, do it in a way that it finds favor in the eyes of the human being. So that's what he talks about, Hatov Vayashar. Whereas Rav Hirsch, I'd like to quote him briefly in Parshat V'chanan, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yudchet, he says that perhaps the canon, the asit of a yashar tov, is to be taken in the sense that we are to temper the yashar with the tov. You are only to use that which in itself is yashar, with consideration for the higher standing tov. Yashar is that which legally appertains to one, but do it in a good way. And he gives, of course, the halachic examples. But we see in this approach of Rav Hirsch that he's really talking not so much to the dayanim, he's not talking to litigants that you necessarily are sitting in a court in a case. You have rachmanis of the guy that you know that you're right and he's wrong. But have rachmanis on him, he's in a tough spot. Rav Hirsch seems to take this, asita tov vayashar, is just, in a general sense, perhaps that's the Ramban, in a general sense, your mode of behavior. Do mitzvot, but do it in a good way. Act good to people, but keep within the limits of the mitzvah. With this, I just like to mention one other Rav Hirsch, which appears in Tehillim, and there the pasuk is in Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Chet, Tov v'yashar Hashem, Al kein yorech atoim badorech. Good and upright and straight is the Lord. Therefore he instructs the sinners in the paths of life. Another Rabbeinu Shalom has a certain feeling to be able to take certain sinners and be able to lead them to do tshuva. But here it's a combination of tov v'yashar. The Lord is upright as he is good, and as good as he is upright. And it's almost as if when you come to Rabbeinu Shalom, kaviyachol, the two things work together in tandem. This tov and this yashar, which link together. We, as human beings, are slightly different. The psukim in the Torah relates to us on those. We are tov, in which way? In a derech yashar. We are yashar in a derech of tov. And I think this could relate to also, in terms of the psukim itself, back to Vetchanan and Re'ei. When we speak in terms of our forefathers, It's something that we've gotten from Avoteinu, and we have to act in a certain way. What have you gotten from the Avot? They were Anashim Yisharim. They were straight. Of course, they acted, no question, Tov, but it's Yashar. And that comes Tov. And that will give us to inherit that which we got from our parents. But we deal with children, as we have in Parshat Re'eh, L'mayita lach, for you and for your children. With our children, we have to deal perhaps in a different fashion. We have to deal with them, first of all, with good, with love, with kindness, with caring, and that's tov, so that they should live a life which is yashar, which is straight. And that's why, or since, my dear children, I love you and care for you so deeply, I'm teaching you the derech hayishara, the derech of Torah, the straight way. That's the way you should act, so it should be good for you, children, as it was good for me that I inherited the same thing from our forefathers.